我们刚刚所读的这段经文，我们看到是一个以连接词因此来开始。
The scripture we just read starts with the conjunction phrase for this reason.
从前面的上文带出了这里保罗为以弗所信徒的一个祷告。
So it leads to the prayer from the previous text.
那前面第三章的上半段第一节到十三节是讲什么呢？
What is it talked about from the chapter 3, verse 1 to 13?
我们如果很快的看一眼，我们会看到前面那一段反反复复出现一个词。
If we quickly glance through this first part of chapter 13, we can find one word is completely repeated.
一共出现了五次，就是一个奥秘。
So the word is mystery. It appears five times.
他讲到福音的奥秘啊，基督的奥秘。
Talks about the mystery of gospel.
Mystery
of Christ.
保罗他得着了圣灵的启示，明白了这个奥秘。
So the mystery was revealed to Paul, and he understood the mystery.
我们知道奥秘就是一个隐藏的人不知道的事情。
We all know that mystery is something we don't know. It's hidden somewhere.
而启示呢，就是把那个奥秘揭开，显明出来。
Revealing the mystery is to open or let us see clearly what the mystery is.
我们知道圣经最后一卷书是启示录。
So the last book of the New Testament is Revelation.
就是这个意思。
That means the revealing it.
就是好像有人演魔术，有一个盖头盖住你手中握的东西。
Just like somebody is playing magic, so something in his hand he covers it.
那启示呢，就是把那个盖头拿开了，让你看。
So revealing means just lift up the lid so you can see what is inside.
这里前面的第五节说，神是借着圣灵启示给保罗和其他的使徒和先知的。
So in verse 5 it says, the Lord, through the working of his power to reveal the mystery to Paul.
而保罗也深深地知道了基督的奥秘。
And Paul understands very well the mystery of Jesus.
他又受托来传讲这个奥秘。
He's entrusted to spread the, to talk about the mystery.
而第三章的开始说，保罗说他是为了这个福音他现在是被囚的。
So in chapter 3, in the very beginning of chapter 3, Paul said he was a prisoner for the sake of gospel.
只是为了福音的缘故他被囚。
So for the sake of gospel, he was in prison.
可见传福音有时候要付代价。
So that means we have to sacrifice if we want to preach the gospel.
好像我们在这里很难体会这一点。
It is hard for us to feel the experience.
而保罗也知道神让他做这个福音的执事是照着神的大能赐恩典给他的。
Paul also understands very well he becomes a servant of the gospel because of the grace of the Lord.
我们从保罗书信里面我们就知道保罗实在是得着了神丰丰富富的恩典。
From Paul's letters, we can tell easily that Paul is abundantly blessed with God's grace.
所以保罗他是一个见证人。
Paul is a witness.
他可以以一个过来人的身份来见证，来述说。
He gave us his testimony from his own experiences in the past.
来传讲基督那测不透的丰富。
So he reveals to us the mystery of Jesus Christ.
这其实也是神赐恩给他的一个目的。
So this is one of the purposes God gave him.
我们领受恩典的也有这个目的。
So we have this purpose too when we have the grace from the Lord.
就是为主来做见证。
So to be witnesses for the Lord.
那保罗怎么样把这个福音的奥秘传讲得清楚呢？
How can Paul speak clearly about the mystery of the Lord?
能够让我们在地上的人能够不断地领受明白基督那测不透的丰富呢？
So that Paul can help us to understand the mystery, unfathomable mystery of Jesus Christ, to us, the human beings on earth.
不只是一点点道理上的明白。
Not only understand it a little bit.
而是真的丰丰富富的能够去体会。
And also we can experience richly.
所以今天的经文一开始，保罗这里说，我在父面前屈膝。
So that the scripture starts with Paul says, I bow down in front of our Heavenly Father.
他在父神面前跪了下来。
He kneels down in front of the Father.
保罗在他的书信里面曾经讲过说，我们传福音不独在乎言语。
Paul in his letter once says, when we preach the gospel, we do not care about our language.
也在乎全能和圣灵。
So not only care about the language, but also care about the Holy Spirit and Almighty God.
还要加上充足的信心。
And also we should be fully confident, have a strong faith.
所以保罗跪了下来，向父神来祷告。
Therefore, Paul kneels down in front of the Father to pray.
他说，天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
Paul says, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
我们的天父是一位造物主。
Our Heavenly Father is the creator of the universe.
不管是天上的天使还是地上的人类都是被他所造的。
So both the angels in heaven or human beings on earth are all created by our Lord.
万有都本于他，都归于他。
Everything comes out of him and belongs to him.
也是依靠他的。
And also depends on him.
所以保罗屈膝向这位满有慈爱也是全能的创造主来祷告。
So therefore, Paul kneels down to the Almighty Lord to pray.
十六节他说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So in verse 16, Paul says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
他为我们信徒心里面的力量来祷告。
He prayed for the strength in our inner being for Christians.
什么是我们心里面的力量？
What is the strength in our inner being?
是不是我们啊人常说的我们的心力？
Is this what we often say, the strength of our heart?
我们不信主的时候也常常会说我们的心力如何。
Even if when we are not Christians, we often say that we have a strength of our heart.
知道在啊旧约，神曾经借着先知以西结向他的选民来预言。
In the Old Testament, God uses Ezekiel to speak to the chosen people.
记载在以西结书的36章26节。
It is recorded in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26.
神说：“我要赐给你们一个新的心。”
The Lord says, "I will give you a new heart."
将心灵放在你们里面。
And put a new spirit in you.
又从你们的肉体当中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
这是指到我们要在圣灵里面要重生。
This talks about the rebirth of our spirit.
后来主耶稣曾经向一位犹太人的官讲重生的道理。
So once Jesus said to a Jew.
记载在约翰福音的第三章。
It is recorded in the book of John, chapter 3.
就是像尼哥底母说的。
And it says to the Nicodemus.
主说人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
The Lord says, if you are not reborn, you cannot see the heaven.
人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
If you are not born from the Word and the Holy Spirit, you cannot go to the heaven.
他说从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
所以保罗这里说的心里的力量实际上是指的那个重生以后的那个属灵的生命。
Therefore, what Paul talks about the strength in the inner being is the rebirth of the spirit.
我们信耶稣得生命是第一步。
The first step for Christians to believe in the Lord is to get a new life.
我们有了生命，还要使生命更加的强壮。
Once we have a new life, we should keep the new life grow and become strong.
好让我们在啊各样的试炼当中，在各样的环境当中，我们能够站立得稳。
So that we can stand firm in all kind of circumstances and all temptation.
我们都知道，我们肉身的身体如果强壮，我们就有抵抗力。
We all know that if we have a strong physical body, we can resist all diseases.
当流感来的时候，我们就能够 test 谁的身体强壮。
When the flu comes, we can find out who is stronger.
所以我们心里面的力量，我们那个属灵的生命，我们也需要来强壮。
Therefore, we need to keep strong a spiritual life.
这就是保罗在这里的祷告。
That's what Paul prayed for us.
他十七节他接着说，他说使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
So the Paul said, Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, so that you may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep.It's the love of Christ.
其实这一段里面保罗一共有三个祷告。
Actually, in this passage, Paul has made three prayers.
我们今天只能来看第一个，就是第十六节。
So we only can read or look at in detail the first, the one of the prayers, that's in verse 16.
所以保罗这里说，我们要能够明白福音那测不透的丰富，更深的明白基督的爱与我们属灵的生命有关系。
So Paul says it is closely related to our spiritual life if we want to understand the mystery of the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ.
因为这是一个生命的体会。
Because this is the experience of the new life.
是一个经历。
This is the life experience.
我们读神的话语也是这样子。
It is the same when we read God's words.
随着我们信主年数的增加，我们属灵生命的成长。
With the years going by of our faith in the Lord,
我们对神的话就越来越有领受。
So we will have a better and better understanding of God's words.
因为耶稣说的，圣灵来了，要带领你们进入一切的真理。
Because Jesus said, the Holy Spirit comes to lead you into all kinds of truths.
是不断的进入。
So it's a gradual entry into the truth.
没有止境的。
There's no end to it.
我们从来都不敢说我对某一卷书已经全部明白了。
We can never say that I understand every word of the book.
而当我们的生命软弱的时候，
When our life is weak.
当我们心里的力量不够的时候，
When we don't have enough strength in our heart.
我们读神的话，我们都知道会乏味。
We know we feel we don't have a strong desire to read God.
就好像我们身体不舒服的时候，我们胃口会不好。
Just as if when we are sick, we don't have a good appetite.
所以这个心里面的力量非常的重要。
So the strength in the inner being is very important.
我们要像保罗一样的能够来到父神的面前来求。
We should be like Paul to come to the Lord to pray.
他是为以弗所的信徒来求。
Paul prayed for the Ephesians Christians.
我们也需要为肢体来求，更是为我们自己来求。
So we should pray for others and also more importantly for ourselves.
首先要知道我们有这个需要。
First of all, we need to know that we have the need to do it.
我们有这个需要才是有福的开始。
So it is the beginning of God's blessing if we feel the need for it.
保罗曾经为他的这个需要大大的感叹。
Paul uttered a strong sigh for his need.
他在罗马书的第七章里大喊，我真是苦啊。
So in the book of Romans chapter 7, he shouted that, how bitter I am.
他把他生命当中的一个苦境讲得好清楚。
He gave us a clear picture of his bitterness in his life.
他说他生命当中有个律。
He said in his life there's a law.
他愿意为善的时候，便有恶与他同在。
When he wants to do good, evil is right there with him.
他说照着他里面的意思，他是喜欢神的律。
He says, for in my inner being, I delight in God's law.
在圣经当中给我们标得很清楚，里面的意思也是里面的人。
In the Bible, it is very clear for us that if we say inner being, it is the human being inside.
这里面的人常常受一个外面的人在跟他交战。
The person inside the body fights against the person outside.
这样的交战让保罗喊真是苦啊。
So this kind of fight makes Paul feel very bitter.
而这个里面的人也就是保罗在这里说的心里面的力量。
So the person inside the body is the strength, as Paul says,
我们刚刚说那是一个属灵的生命。
So as we talk about this is the spiritual life.
当那个生命软弱的时候，它胜不过我们外面的人。
When the spiritual life is weak, it will be defeated by the outer being.
就是我们的旧人。
It is the old self.
就是我们从肉身带来的。
It is the self we brought with us from the flesh.
我们从同一个老祖宗亚当而来的。
We are all from the same ancestor.
保罗一点都没有夸张，他好厉害。
Paul didn't exaggerate in any way the power of Adam.
在我们每一个人从与生俱来都有一个个性。
We all know that we have our own temperament and character when we were born.
我们自己没有办法去改变它的。
We find it hard, and it's almost impossible to change our nature.
有时候是跟我们成长的环境有关系。
Sometimes it has something to do with the environment we grew up with.
有的人就是好忧虑。
Some people gets worried all the time.
有人说我们人没有百岁寿，可是却有千岁的忧。
And it is there's a saying that one cannot live to 100 years, but one can have thousands of years of worries and concerns.
常常为一些不会发生、没有可能会发生的事情在忧虑。
We often get worried for nothing.
啊，有的人呢，就是啊，容易害怕。
Some people are by nature afraid of something.
我常常记得那个柳青姐妹受洗做见证的时候，她说她受洗了之后，她改掉了以前一个一直怕黑的一个习惯。
I often remember Sister Liu Qing said, after she gets baptized, she gave up or she discarded her fear habit.
这是一个很小很小的弱点。
It is a very minor weakness.
但是都是需要我们的主耶稣来帮助的。
But we all need our Lord to help us to remove it.
所以我们虽然知道我们秉性难移。
Though we know that it's hard to change our nature.
但是我们知道我们的主耶稣可以改变我们。
We know that the Lord Jesus Christ can change us.
只要我们去靠他。
If we rely on him.
他也是为这个而来的。
He comes for this too.
他不只是让我们得生命。
Not only gives us new life,
也是得更丰盛的生命。
He gives us richness of the life.
就是一个新的生命带来的一个新的生活。
A new life leads to a new experience.
在福音书当中，我们都知道主耶稣曾经对文士和法利赛人说。
In the gospel, we all remember that Jesus once said to the Pharisees and teachers of law.
他说，康健的人不用医生。
He says, it is not the healthy who needs a doctor.
有病的才需要。
But the sick.
他说我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
我们都不想做文士和法利赛人。
None of us want to be like teachers of the law or Pharisees.
所以我们都不想自以为义。
So that we do not consider ourselves to be righteous.
所以我们必须在神面前承认我们很软弱。
We must confess in front of the Lord that we are weak.
我们是有病的。
We are sick.
是有罪的。
We are sinners.
所以我们需要耶稣。
Therefore, we need Jesus Christ.
大家都知道我一月份突然住了一次医院。
Probably most of you know that I was hospitalized in January.
那是我生命当中第一次住院。
That's the first time I was hospitalized in my life.
后来我跟当时是姐妹会跟他们有分享。
So I shared my experience with the sisters fellowship.
神听了大家的祷告。
The Lord listened to their prayers.
那一晚上神真的是让我他与我同在。
That night God was with me all the time.
他让我思想很多的道理。
He made me think a lot of truth.
当我看我这一次的住院实际上我自己就是没有很好的 follow 医生。
When I look back of my experience, during the time of being hospitalized, I realized that I didn't follow the doctor's advice closely.
因为他给我四个字。
The Lord or the doctor.
一直对我自己的身体上的病一直得过且过。
The Lord gave me four characters, four words for my feelings of the sickness. 得过且过 ,muddling along.
那得过且过造成的结果是什么呢？
So the consequence for muddling along is
那就是小病不治就变成大病。
If the minor disease is not treated carefully, it becomes serious disease.
当然神是让我从属灵上来看这件事情。
Of course, the Lord leads me to see this from the spiritual aspect point of view.
那就是我们如果小罪不对付，就会酿成大罪。
Likewise, if we do not treat our minor sins carefully, so the minor sins will become big and serious sins.
有时候那个后果就很严重。
So it can lead to serious consequences.
可是我知道我们灵性上啊，特别容易得过且过。
I also feel that in our spiritual life, we can easily muddle along with it.
我真的感谢神那一次的祝愿。
Indeed, thank the Lord very much for His blessing.
因为他向我说话。
Because He spoke to me.
他提醒我说，主来到世上的使命，他就是要来把他的百姓从罪里面救出来。
Because he says to me, the purpose of the Lord coming to this world is to save his people from their sins.
我们任何的软弱都只能靠耶稣来救我们。
Any kinds of weaknesses in us, we need to rely on Jesus to save us.
所以保罗说，求他，求神按着他丰盛的荣耀来叫我们心里面的力量刚强起来。
Therefore, Paul says, we pray that the Lord will strengthen our inner being by His glory.
他的荣耀指什么呢？
What is God's glory?
我们都熟悉大卫王写的一首诗篇十九篇。
Probably we all know the psalm written by King David, that's verse 19.
Yeah, 一开始他说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Psalm 19, King David wrote, The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands.
我们从神所造的天地，我们用心灵的眼光来看，我们就看到神的荣耀。
From the universe, the sky and the earth created by the Lord, if we look at these from our spiritual eyes, we can see the glory of the Lord.
他的永能和神性是明明可知的。
So His eternity and the power can be visible to us.
虽然我们都很习惯了每天不一定每天太阳从东方升起来从西方落下去。
Though we take it for granted that the sun rises from the east and sets down in the west.
但实际上我们知道这是靠着神的全能来托住这个运行。
But we, in fact, we know that it is by the God's power He holds all this running around on the sun.
而我们全人类的人可以在这个地球上，我们可以享受有阳光、有雨水。
So the human beings can enjoy the sunlight and the rain.
有春夏秋冬四季的运转。
And the change of the four seasons.
因着相信，我们知道这是天父的世界。
Therefore, by faith, we know this is the world created by the Heavenly Father.
我们知道有这首歌的。
We know there's a song.
说这是天父的世界。
Goes like this. But dear Lord, this is heavenly. This is the world belongs to our Heavenly Father.
花草树木、穹苍碧海都在诉说天父的奇能。
Oh, the grass, the flowers, and the trees, the skies, and the sea, they all talk about the wonders of the Heavenly Father.
我们如果看到这样的荣耀，我们作为天父的儿女，我们是不是心中满有安宁？
If we see all these wonders, being children of the Heavenly Father, are we full of joy and peace?
我们信靠这样一位荣耀的主，我们里面的力量会不会刚强起来？
If we have faith in this kind of Father, our inner strength can be strengthened.
还有圣经当中也记载神常常让一些特别拣选的人看到一些特别荣耀的意象。
Besides, the God also gave the most glorious things to be seen by the chosen people.
福音书当中记载了主耶稣的登山变相。
In the Bible, it's recorded God's changed the image. Lord changes the image.
我们知道当时彼得和另外两个门徒跟着主登上了山。
We know that Peter and the other two disciples climbed the mountains with the Lord.
当彼得看到这样的异象，他激动得不得了。
When Peter saw the image of the Lord, he got very excited.
他建议要搭座棚与主同在。
He suggested to build a shelter to altar to be with the Lord.
我们知道彼得后来是殉道的。
We know that Peter sacrificed himself for the Lord.
等到他年老的时候，他写最后一封书信的时候。
When he grew old, in his last letter,
就是啊、彼得后书，他还清清楚楚的记得他当年看到的这个荣耀的意象。
So in the second Peter, he recorded clearly that he remembered very well the time when he saw the image of the Lord.
相信这是彼得他一生跟随主的一个动力。
So this is the motivation for Peter to follow Jesus Christ all his life.
这样的记载在旧约里面就更多。
So this kind of things recorded in the Old Testament, we can see many, many.
所以保罗在这里要我们明白，我们能够知道他是何等的荣耀。
So that Paul wanted us to realize how glorious the Lord is.
我们心里面的力量，我们能够刚强起来。
So that our inner heart can be strengthened.
虽然我们没有像彼得啊，像以赛亚那样子看到那些异象。
Though we haven't seen the image of the Lord like Peter or Isaiah,
但是我们应该相信圣经当中所记的。
But by believing what is recorded in the Bible,
我们也听到很多其他的见证。
We heard a lot of testimonies too.
我们灵里面同样可以得着力量。
Our inner heart can likewise be strengthened.
保罗又说要求要借着神的灵叫你们心里面的力量刚强起来。
Paul also said, by the Spirit, so our inner being can be strengthened.
神的灵当然就是圣灵。
So God's Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神。
Holy Spirit is God.
我们基督徒是在圣灵里面重生的神的儿女。
So we have the rebirth in the Holy Spirit, the children of God.
我们有圣灵住在我们的心中。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts.
最最清楚的一节经文就是《使徒行传》的二章三十八节。
The most clear scripture is the Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
那是一句时代性的经文。
It is the epochal text.
那是当主耶稣复活升天以后，圣灵降下。
Because that's after the resurrection, the Holy Spirit dwells.
彼得在五旬节第一次讲道的时候所说的。
Peter says this in his first preach.
他说你们个人要悔改，奉基督耶稣的名受洗。
Peter says, repent and be baptized.
叫你们的罪得赦。
Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.For the forgiveness of your sins.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要真正的相信我们有圣灵在我们的心中。
So that we need to truly believe that the Holy Spirit is inside us.
我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
So our physical body is the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit.
我们真的知道这样的一个事实，我们就会注重平时与圣灵的交通。
If we know this truth, we will focus on the communication with the Holy Spirit.
记不记得我们每一次啊做完礼拜，牧师上来祝祷的时候，常常就是这个祷告。
Do we still remember each time after the service?Pastor will come to the front to pray for us. This is the same prayer.
就是圣灵的感动与交通。
So the grace of the Lord and communication with the Lord.
我们要体察圣灵的感动，体察圣灵的引领。
So we should experience the God's love and God's fellowship.
我们也就知道怎么样在圣灵里面来祷告。
So that we would understand better how to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们的肉身生命，我们一刻都离不开呼吸。
We know that in our physical body, physical life, we cannot live without breathing.
而我们在灵里面的祷告是我们属灵生命的一个呼吸。
And the prayer in the Holy Spirit is the breath of our spiritual life.
有一句话说，多祷告就多有能力。
There's a saying that the more you pray, the stronger you become.
少祷告就少有能力。
And the less you pray, the weak you become.
那不祷告呢，就没有能力。
And without praying, you don't have any strength.
所以好清楚。
So therefore, we should be clear with this.
所以保罗在他的书信里面又说，我们要不住的祷告。
Therefore, Paul in his letters asks us to continually pray.
那不住的祷告就让我们心里面的灵命就健康有力。
By continuing praying, so our strength in the inner being become stronger and more powerful.
就可以让我们里面的人胜过那外面的人。
So the inner being, the inner person in ourselves will be stronger, more powerful than the outer being.
就不会心灵软弱而跌倒。
So that we won't be weak in our spirit to fall down.
所以你知道我们除了参加祷告会。
In addition to attending the prayer meetings,
我们自己在神面前的安静灵修好重要。
And also we ourselves in God's spirit to have a peaceful time and prayer is very important.
我们中国人有一个成语非常的好。
So there is a saying, Chinese saying,
叫洗心革面。
洗心革面。Wash your heart, change your face.
Yeah. 先是心。后是面。
First heart, then face.
你想要很喜乐、很平安，先来洗心。
If you want to have peace, and so you should wash your heart, clean your heart.、First.
那怎么洗心
？How do you clean your heart?
安静在神的面前。
Have a peaceful time with the Lord.
让圣灵来做。
So that the Holy Spirit work in you.
这又是个奥秘。
So this is another mystery.
这是圣灵的工作。
So this is the Holy Spirit's work.
主耶稣曾经说。风随着意思吹，你们听见风的响声，却不知道它从哪里来，往哪里去。
Jesus said, "The wind always blows. You hear the sound of the wind, but you don't know where the wind comes and where the wind goes."
圣灵的工作就是这样。
So this is the same way how the Holy Spirit works in us.
所以我们要常常等候耶和华。
So we should always wait.For the Lord.
你知道圣经中有这么一句经文说，等候耶和华的必重新得力。
There's a saying in the Bible says, if you wait for Jesus Christ, you'll be strengthened.
这个等候不是躺在床上等。
When we say wait for the Lord, it's not we wait on bed.
等候那个词跟静默是同一个字。
So wait is equivalent to silent prayer to the Lord.
就是在神面前安静。
So have peaceful time with the Lord.
把自己交给他。
To submit yourself completely to the Lord.
不是求神来照着我的意愿来成就我要成就的。
We are not asking the Lord to do something according to our will.
而是求神让我们能够顺服在他的旨意当中。
But ask the Lord to let us be humble and submit ourselves to the Lord.
你知道我们只要一顺服，我们的心就会安然。
Once we become humble and give us ourselves to the Lord, so we will have peace in our heart.
又要讲一点我的去医院的经历。
Once again, I'm going to talk about my experience in the hospital.
前两个礼拜啊，又去动手术。
Two weeks ago, I went through the operation in the hospital.
我知道这一次真的是经历弟兄姐妹为我祷告的力量。
I once again experienced the strength of prayer by others.
你知道我们人的天性都是会害怕、会急躁。
We know it's the human nature to become anxious and to fear, become fearful.
会紧张。
Becomes anxious.
但是我们那个属灵的生命可以超越这些天性。
But the Holy Spirit in us, inside us, can overcome the nature of anxious and nervousness.
其实我一直。准备着五月份要有一个手术。
I was prepared all the time for the operation in May.
一直很平安。
I was very peaceful, at peace.
一直相信这是神所定的一个时间。
And always I believe that this is the time fixed by the Lord.
可是四月底跟医生定下这个手术的时候，心里面反而不平安。
However, I became anxious in late April when I talked with the doctor.
因为直觉那个医生是个新手。
Because first of all, the doctor was pretty new in his field.
他很诚实的告诉我 什么样的危险。
He was very honest with me about the risk it involved.
而且他很诚实的说，他要找另外一个医生啊做他的 helper。
Again, he was very honest with me about looking for assistance from another doctor.
所以我心里面一直七上八下。
Therefore, I became very nervous.
想什么呢
？What was I thinking?
按人的想法，那换一个更有经验的医生。
By our human knowledge, probably it's better to switch to a different doctor.
那我们知道，我们凡事都要来求问神了。
We know that for everything we need to ask the Lord's guidance.
当我来到神的面前的时候，想到的是你是仰望神还是仰望人呢？
When I come in front of the Lord.And the question I asked myself was, do I look up to the Lord or do I look up to human beings?
而且有经验的医生不都是从没经验过来的吗？
And as I understand, most of the experienced doctors, they all started with new hands or no experience.
我突然为着这个医生的很诚实，我感谢神。
Suddenly I started to thank the Lord for the honesty of the doctor.
感谢神他心里面的力量刚强起来了，就可以交托出去了。
So after I give thanks to the Lord, I strengthen my inner being when I submit myself.
因为我知道我是交给一位全能的创造主。
Because I submit myself to the Almighty Lord.
所以大家知道这个我的祷告单上写的是两个医生的名字。
So you all realize that I wrote down two doctors' names in the prayer list.
那当时记得在进手术房之前，那个医生问我说，还有没有 final question?
Before entering the operating room, the doctor asked me whether I had any final question.
我给他一句话，我说 God be with you.
I said to him that God be with you.
感谢主，真的是很顺利。
Thank the Lord, everything went smoothly.
感谢很多弟兄姐妹的祷告。
And also, I'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters who prayed for me.
我们的神真的是不误事的神。
Our Lord has a time for everything.
我们仰望他的人都不至于羞愧。
And we won't feel shame if we look up to our Lord.
那保罗说，让神让我们心里面的力量能够刚强起来。
Paul said, "The Lord can strengthen our inner being."
这个刚强起来，不是让我们的心越来越刚硬。
By strengthening our inner being, we do not mean that our hearts would be hardened.
而是越来越柔软。
But our hearts would become soft and gentle.
实心变成肉心。
The stone heart would become flesh heart.
我们知道，我们的主耶稣是最有力量的。
We know that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is all powerful.And strong.
可是主耶稣对他的门徒说，我心里柔和谦卑。
But Jesus said to his disciples that my heart is gentle and humble.
他说你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
He said, you should take my yoke and act like me.
他说这样呢，你们心里必得享安息。
Thus you will find rest for your souls.
我们信耶稣得生命了，我们已经得着安息了。
So when we start to believe in Jesus, we have a new life. We have rest in our heart.
但我们进了窄门，我们要走窄路。
But we enter a narrow gate. We will walk into the narrow gate.
我们才能够享受那个安息。
Therefore, we can have a real rest.
好像听起来这条路很难。
It sounds like it's very difficult to walk this narrow gate.
可是主耶稣说，我的轭是容易的。
However, Jesus said.For my yoke is easy.
他说我的担子是轻省的。
And my burden is light.
我们走在这条路上的时候，
When we walk this path,
就好像小牛跟着老牛一起在负一个重轭。
As if would be, the young cattle walks with the ox bearing the yoke.
但是那个重担其实都在老牛的身上。
But the burden is all hung upon the senior old.
主耶稣已经很清楚了，告诉了我们这一条该走的路。
Jesus made it very clear the road we should take.
没有其他的路可以让我们享受安息。
There's no other road that we can enjoy peace and rest.
柔和谦卑的心。
So we should have a humble and gentle heart.
像我们的主一样。
Like Jesus.
反面呢，就是一个刚硬的心。
The opposite is the hardened heart.
我们常常读旧约的时候，看到以色列人的历史，真的是好感叹。
We often feel sorry and sad for the Israelites when we read the history.
就觉得他们怎么那么不能开窍呢？
We don't understand why they wouldn't be a little bit intelligent and wise.
一直那样的刚硬呢？
Why they have a hardened heart?
但实际上，神是让我们看到做一面镜子。
In fact, the Lord used their experience as a mirror for us.
因为这是我们人的本性。
Because that's the human nature.
而有这个作为我们的借鉴，我们就可以警醒自己。
So that we will be awakened with these as the warnings for us.
我们知道我们需要谦卑在神的面前。
We know we need to be humble in front of the Lord.
因为神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because the Lord bless those who humble.
谦卑的人知道要去仰望神，而不是靠自己。
The people who are humble will look up to the Lord, do not depend on themselves.
靠自己的在神面前是骄傲的人。
Those who are on their own feel proud of themselves.
那神说他要阻挡骄傲的人。
Lord says he will stop those who feel proud of themselves.
求神让我们都做一个谦卑的人。
We ask the Lord.To help us to be humble.
让我们承认我们生命的软弱。
So that we can recognize the weakness of our heart.
我们需要主耶稣的帮助。
We need help from the Lord.
我们需要主来在我们的生命当中来做拆毁，来做建造的工作。
We need the Lord to break up our life and rebuild our life again.
我想用这段经文的最后两句来结束。
I'm going to finish my sermon with the last two sentences.
就是二十和二十一节。
That's verse 20 and 21.
保罗说神能照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
So Paul says the Lord is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us.
但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
Let the Lord be glorified in church, forever and ever.
我们只要放下自己。
As long as we submit ourselves to the Lord.
神就在我们的生命中做工。
God will work inside us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear merciful Father, we thank you and praise you.
你是荣耀全能的创造主。
You are the Creator, which is glorious.
你又更是我们生命的主。
You are the Master of our life.
你是我们的救赎品。
You are the Lord for salvation.
主，我们今天像保罗一样在你面前来祈求。
We ask you.Just like the Paul did before.
求你照着你丰盛的荣耀。
Please, according to your glorious and abundant blessing.
借着你的圣灵。
By the working of your Spirit.
使我们心里面的力量能够刚强起来。
Our inner being can be strengthened.
让我们能够领受那丰盛的生命。
So that we can get the abundance of the and richness of the new life.
让我们的生命真的不再一样。
So that our life will be different.
让我们的一举一动都有新生的样式。
Every move in our life will be different.
恳求天父，你听我们的祷告。
We ask the Heavenly Father to listen to our prayer.
就像你听保罗的祷告一样。
Just as you listen to Paul's prayer.
我们诚心仰望奉主的圣名。
We look up to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.我们下面唱一首回应的诗歌。
We're going to sing a responsive song.
在生命圣诗的160首。
The song 160 in the hymn book. 160 in the hymn book.
Thank you.